And I'm going to leave you this morning with Leitrim's very own Seamus O'Rourke, who's currently touring his one-man show, The Ballad of Mossy Flood, from now until the end of November. And tonight he's actually in Carrigallen. And there's more on SeamusO'Rourke.com. He's very busy touring, but he took a bit of time out to send us this.
Our Outside Loo. In the 1970s and early 80s, after all the modernisation and council grants for building, and everyone now focused on Dallas and Blankety Blank and Glen Row, we were the only house still going outside to pee, to the outside lavatory, to free ourselves up after long drawn-out dinners and big feeds of soup and chops and boiled potatoes and muscle-building desserts of semolina and tapioca pudding, the digestive system at full throttle, and when you had to go, outside or no, in rain, hail, sunshine or snow. Some days it'd skin you in our outside facilities, a 3 foot by 3 foot ensuite to the nearest field, built without grant or planning permission over the overgrown watercourse, uninsulated with a corrugated iron roof and a half-rotten lockless door that started 7 inches above the floor for ventilation and as a display area for resting feet to let others know that this office of private works was momentarily occupied. A firm wooden seat with an aperture the size of a large saucepan lid. That's where we sat and did our business. That's where we thought, in our think tank. That's where we dared to dream, in our latrine, outside in the elements. No running water in the house, so the outside loo took pride of place, a place of peace, with a small selection of reading. The torn-up newspaper with yesterday's news hanging from a nail, the Woman's Way and the RTE guide thrown to one side, because glossy magazines had the absorption values of a plastering trowel. Wouldn't wipe the tear from your eye when we cried, and boy did we cry. We cried a lot in our outside loo. We went there to cry when Granny died, and our lovely dog Patch, that nuisance of a milk lorry, ran over the two of them, because the milk lorry always went too fast down past our outside loo. Granny was 94. We only missed her when she didn't come back in for her tea. Patch would have found her if he hadn't been run over. Daddy never forgave the milk lorry after that, and then we took turns at crying out the back in our outside loo. Daddy cried for Granny, and we cried for our lovely dog, Patch. Unfortunately, that's when our parents took advice from a councillor, a county councillor, who said it was prehistoric and unhygienic and downright dangerous to be hanging on to an outside loo, and the only thing to do was to build a new house out of bungalow bliss, and we did, and then we got it blessed. But we couldn't think in our new bathroom with the cork tiles and the fancy sink. We missed our outside facilities, where we once huddled up and read the news and cried and sulked and had our views. We can't get used to the comfort of indoor thinking. Bring back the outside loo.